Members of the council, thank you for the opportunity to speak to you. My name is Andrew Silver, and I am the owner of Zocalo Restaurant. First, I would like you to picture yourself having a nice meal on the downtown mall, spending your hard-earned dollars on the patio of your favorite downtown restaurant. And suddenly, you hear screaming. F-U, C-word. I'll F you up, B-I-T-C-H. Is this something you would want to hear? For your parents to hear, or for your children to hear? Or say you're having lunch at Sal's on the patio, and a vagrant runs to your table while being chased by a fellow vagrant. He uses you as a human shield while his assailant screams, I'm going to kill you, mother effer, across your table. Or perhaps you're having brunch at Petit Pois this last Father's Day, and you have three patrons who had to call the police because you witnessed blatant drug dealing and prostitution. This is happening on the downtown mall. These incidents all happened. They're not isolated. They're just the events that happened a few days in the life of downtown businesses trying to make a living, paying their taxes, and abiding by laws. There are ordinances in place against abusive language and disorderly conduct in public places. In order for these laws to be enforced, we need increased security on the downtown mall, be it cameras, which I strongly suggest, for more policing. In order for businesses to thrive, they must feel secure. And in order for patrons to continue coming to the downtown mall, they must feel safe and not be concerned about the language that they or their children will endure while shopping on the downtown mall. The police I have talked to, and I've talked to many, say that their hands are tied. They say they've approached you, that they've asked for kiosks, that they've asked for legislation. They suggested that we approach you and appeal to you as taxpaying business owners to help them do their jobs. More resources must be dedicated to this problem, and it is a problem. There are simple solutions that will not infringe on the rights of people who do nothing but offend, harass, and scare our law-abiding customers. Removing the benches around the fountain, which I know your intentions were for people who were having commerce on the downtown mall to use, but that is not happening. Putting up cameras, providing police kiosks, which you have been lobbied for by the police department, by Chief Longo. On the downtown mall website, City of Charlottesville Downtown Mall, it says, a dynamic place, the downtown mall, is a dynamic place intertwined with a thriving city center. This vibrant historic district is replete with live theaters, music, and cinema. Nowhere does this spiel mention vagrancy, panhandling, spitting, littering, profanity, drug dealing, prostitution, destroying public property, which is exactly what is happening on the downtown mall right now. I want to mention that my restaurant, Zocalo, has been open for 8.5 years. In 2011, we collected $57,000 in meals tax. Over the life of our restaurant, we've collected over $500,000 in tax revenue. It's a lot of scratch. Our lease is up for renewal in a couple years. And if this trend continues, we'll have to consider moving somewhere where my employees and my patrons will feel safe, because they don't. They're not coming back. This is a problem that needs attention, it needs your attention. And we do our parts. We pay our taxes, we come to work every day. I provide a safe, wonderful work environment. I employ 30 people, and I'm doing my part, and my employees are doing their part, and we need your help. Please address this issue. Thank you.
Any further names?
Hello, Council of People. Thank you for your time today. I have a couple handouts to pass to you, including some images of what's going on in the downtown mall. Thank you. Over the past 2 years, vagrancy, loitering, and civil disobedience has skyrocketed on the downtown mall. It has culminated in Central Place as a hub of activity for groups of people who consistently curse, fight, scream, drink in public, sleep or camp out in public, urinate or defecate in public. We, the business owners and managers of the downtown mall, are losing customers over this behavior. I have had customers say they would never bring their families down here because of the swearing and fighting. Customers from out of town have openly complained about the activity at Central Place and said they would not visit again. Customers have been afraid to leave my store when commotion or a fight breaks out. It only stands to reason that some customers have ceased to patron our businesses because they do not want to be near this hostile environment. In fact, a survey was recently taken given utility bills, and the results found from those who responded said that 14% of those respondents said they would not frequent the downtown mall again due to this problem. Without customers, we cannot make the necessary sales to keep our doors open. No customers, no sales, no business equals a dying downtown mall and less city revenues. We would like to keep the downtown mall thriving and continue to make it an interesting and fun place to visit, the jewel of Charlottesville, but we do need your help. Below is a list of remembered incidences followed by proposed solutions. Consistent camping on the steps of our building, which blocks passage to businesses upstairs, obstructs the view of our display windows, and discourages customers from entering our stores. There have been many, many problems with this, and the police have been given permission to move people off the steps, but we don't have enough police presence to consistently enforce this. In February, I opened Pearl to find between 6 to 8 people camped out on our steps, complete with sleeping bags, dogs, food spread out like a campsite. Marco used to beg in front of a store and by himself. There is no issue, but other groups of people are drawn to hang out there. November last year, large groups of people camping on the steps, cursing and fighting. The police were called and arrived after they had moved off the steps. The police officer that I spoke with proceeded to tell me that I should handle the situation myself and just tell them to leave. And I told him I either wanted to make myself or my store a target by engaging a group while in a fight. And he proceeded to state that they were mostly hardened criminals, but they would respect a woman business person. And they may disrespect their woman, but they wouldn't disrespect me. And I had a customer at the time who had to be a lawyer who told him that his advice was both dangerous and irresponsible, and if the certain police do not feel the need to make this their responsibility, then whose is it? Last July, a gentleman who had a table set out in Central Place selling T-shirts, I believe, engaged in a screaming argument with another man. Extreme cursing words like pedophile, the F-word. An officer walked by, asked, "Art, Mike, are you okay?" The guy grumbled yes, and he kept talking loudly. I called out 3 times to the officer. Before he acknowledged me, I asked him to come over and handle the situation, and he just tipped his hat and kept on walking. Last month, the regular downtown vagrant had an argument with a woman. She slapped him so hard you could hear it, you know, all over. A fight then broke out. The police were called and asked to attend to the situation. No presence arrived. These past 2 weeks, I have witnessed these incidences in Central Place, consistent large groups cursing, leaning, etc. A fight 2 weeks ago between the same gentleman and one of his girlfriends, slapping and then screaming each other. Sunday, the same gentleman on the steps of my store to where I had to open the door and say, "Hey, you need to leave," and he said, "Okay." Tuesday, 2 ladies sitting down at Zocalo, right next to, there's a picture there that you have of that, right next to their screen, and cursing him loudly. He lost at least 1 table. 2 or 3 others would not stay for dessert, and petty paw patrons said they would not come back. Thursday, the same gentleman again, on my steps again, in an argument with a different person who I had to tell to leave. A living statue performance artist had her money bucket kicked over by a group of random beggars, and Zocalo patrons came and protected her, called the police. I don't want to think what would have happened had they not been there. Countless other fights from CVS, Central Place, Lee Park near the Haven. Stacy Young's feedback from Caspari, someone vomiting in front of her store. A gentleman blocking the pathway to her door to a customer and told her she'd have to get through him to get inside, and he knocked her over. Fleenings has had problems. Ambulance has been called multiple times to deal with drunken public, people on drugs and other things. And so we really need your help here. It's getting to be dangerous down there. Some of our proposed solutions are removal of the benches in front of Central Place, Fountain, and stone pillars next to Petite Paw. The visitors at Downtown Mall don't even have a chance to sit in them. It's always filled. Greater police presence. There should be more beat cops patrolling the area and stationed to specific areas, and consistent enforcement among the staff. video cameras installed along the downtown mall for surveillance purposes. That way, if the police do not arrive in time to witness the fights, they can survey the scene and make appropriate arrests and or citations. No loitering laws, no vagrancy laws. Oh, time. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Next thing, ma'am.
Hi, I just wanted to further support what Andrew and Kim just said. I've been a waitress at Sal's for the past few years, and I've seen it become an increasing problem with just the dangerous activity that's been going on with homeless people. I have many customers who complain to us. They ask me why there are so many people, homeless people out there, and why isn't someone doing something about it, and they're visibly uncomfortable by it. And I am as well. I often feel very uncomfortable walking home at night to my car, and it's just a very big problem and growing problem that I think needs to have a solution. And I think many of the things that Andrew and Kim suggested are important to take into consideration. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Karen, welcome.
Good evening. My name is Karen Walker, and I'm a business owner at 112 2nd Street, which is just off the downtown mall. And I'm right around the corner from Central Place, and just wanted to reiterate what Andrew had said about this evening, about just the complete and utter mess that we have going on with vagrancy downtown. It is not uncommon. Actually, most days we do hear cursing from mostly people hanging out there. It's really uncomfortable. It's incredibly inappropriate, and something really needs to be done about it. Me personally, I have said things to people, and I have called the police. There's only so much that one person can do. So I am just asking you all this evening to take into account what we've all said and see if there's anything you can do to help us. It is a problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Does anyone else in the audience would like to speak? Yes, ma'am. Councilmembers talk about these issues which has come up tonight. I'd just like to take 5 seconds to talk about them. First of all, we have real concerns, and we have legitimate concerns. And I had a lengthy discussion myself today with the city manager to see what we can do in terms of legally, as well as in terms of enforcing the laws. And so we're quite aware of it now, and we'll try to do the best we can. Anyone else in the council of comments?
Yeah, I'd like to thank you all for coming. That actually is very helpful. It's very, it feels very real. It feels more real when you come and talk to us. We've, of course, all experienced it, and I know I'm not going to speak for anybody else, but I know that we are concerned about it, and we need to work within what's both legal and respecting civil rights. And I know there was a survey just done, and Kristen and I met with some downtown folks. I think it's also really important to get information about who are the perpetrators of this, because there's lots of assumptions being made about, we've heard the word homeless, and we're not, maybe there's more information than I know, but I think that actually could be very helpful, that if we really find out more about whether it's a few people, you know, where they're coming from, to really develop a strategy to alleviate some of this that is respectful sort of everything.
I agree. I think we need a two-stage process. One is on the short term, step up enforcement of existing laws and existing ordinances, and I myself witnessed the tail end of a verbal altercation just the weekend before last at Central Place, where some of the regular loiterers there were shouting profanities at each other in their families with young children walking by. It was completely inappropriate, and it really does detract from the experience of the mall, and it really does affect me about businesses, and my absolutely supportive of steps both in the short term, like right now, to crack down on some of the behaviors, but also looking at how we strengthen our ability in terms of do we need more, do we need stronger ordinances? I happen to think we do, and I hope we can have a work session soon to discuss some policy changes or programmatic changes so we can get a better handle on the problem. But in the meantime, I think stepped-up enforcement is absolutely essential. So thank you for bringing your concerns to our attention.
I would just like to echo what my fellow councilors have said. Thank you very much for coming tonight. We have all experienced this to some degree. Minister Morris and I did meet with members of the community and talked about the survey. I am very much in support of the work session so that we get this problem fully investigated and get a comprehensive solution, both, again, near and long term. So thank you, everybody, for your comments. We know this has been a 30-year investment in the mall, and no one here wants the demise of the mall on our watch.
I think, I realized that I did have one more, because I thought it might come around, but two things that I think are also at play, because I too have been cursed at and kind of freaked out when it was happening, and so it is a problem. But I think that one structural thing I think has now been finally the logjam has been moved a little bit in that the hotel, the vacant shell of a building that's there, that empty space is kind of creates a structural invitation for people to hang out because there are no businesses across, no business owners to tell them to leave, and so people tend to hang out there, and that spills over into Central Place, and so that whole area all the way to CVS is kind of, I think, that project being left that way for that long has been a real detriment to our downtown, not just visually, but it's also spawned some of these issues. And the other thing is that I think that, recognizing that this is a problem, I think we also all recognize that part of the reason that there is, or at least I believe, that probably part of the reason that some of this is happening is that our economy has, for a lot of people at the bottom end, really tanked. And so not only do we have people who are, aimless and wandering around the country, but we also have a lack of adequate mental health services. We have, a lack of available detox services and services for folks to get out of the situations that they're in or have alternatives. So I think as we look at enforcement, which is absolutely necessary, I think we also need to pay attention to kind of like where it's coming from and how to do prevention as well. So just as long as we can balance that out.
Mm-hmm. Councilmembers, Mr. Morris, do you have some comments?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move the following individuals for appointment to the City Boards and Commissions: to the Region 10 Community Services Board, Aaron Washlow; to the City Retirement Commission, Dave Schifflet, Pete Winfield, Mary Kay Kodalek; to the Citizens Advisory Panel, Arthur Sikora; to the Community Environment Document Task Force, Chris Burton; to the Dialogue on Race Steering Committee, Gail Floyd and Carmelita Wood; to the MACA Board, Joel Johnson and Fred Greer; to the Planning Commission, Dan Rosenzweig and Lisa Green; to the Sister City Commission, Nana Achimpong-Garty, Ralph Brown, Chris DeFerro, and Jeff Lugo; and to the Social Services Advisory Board, Carl Brown, Stephanie Kingan, Ann Barkley, Jean Zierle, and Judith Zeitler.
Will you second the motion?
Second.
Thank you.